Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I will be chatting about dealing with disappointment. Do you experience disappointment? Are you disappointed with something right now? We all feel this way at some time, and it is part of our lives as human beings. Disappointments can be quite devastating, self-esteem lowering, and they can make you not willing to try new things again sometimes. There's no doubt that disappointment is uncomfortable and just not nice at all. It can permeate to your inner being and cause you to feel potentially resentful, angry, and a host of other emotions all at the same time. Here are some tips on dealing with disappointment which you may find helpful. Firstly, it is essential to remember that disappointment is such a personal thing and everyone will experience this very differently. Working out what's made you disappointed is key to understanding how you may be feeling. It may be that certain disappointments affect you more than others do. Ask yourself a question. Why is that? Getting hold of some perspective is so useful. Give yourself some time to assimilate a viewpoint and try not to automatically rush to hasty solutions or become bogged down by it all. You could try some free writing. As I chatted about in a previous podcast here on Vectus Radio, free writing may be useful to get the disappointment down into words, and it sort of helps you to move forward. Be kind to yourself. Do something kind and gentle just for you, like going for a walk in nature, having a nice bath, listening to some favourite music, whatever helps you at these times. This will help a lot. It also gives you time and space to reflect on the disappointment you've experienced. As I sat and thought about this subject before recording this podcast, I asked myself a question. How can we as humans deal with disappointment in our lives in a positive and healthy way? Are there any positive aspects about disappointment? Well, yes, incredibly, there can be positives in what might seem like a negative time in your life. What I mean by that is that you can actually learn an awful lot about yourself, your values and your beliefs, as well as understanding what makes you tick and gives you positivity in your life. Looking for the positives in a negative situation helps you to reframe things and be more constructive too, doesn't it? Experiencing the feeling of disappointment is not nice, but allowing yourself to feel what you feel and acknowledging your feelings can be really helpful. Feeling the feeling of disappointment, being present and acknowledging the feeling and the other emotions that go with it can truly help you to become more objective about how to manage and move forward with disappointment that's happened to you. Practicing daily gratitude is another helpful tip. Think of something every day that you're grateful for. This can help to focus your mind on more positive aspects of the disappointment too. Back in May, I recorded a podcast about the practice of gratitude. Have a listen there for some tips. It's on the Vectus Radio website, like this one. Refocusing your attention to something else for a while can be very beneficial too. Another important aspect about disappointment is about managing your expectations in a constructive manner. Don't overdo it on perfection. Life is never perfect, is it? Focus on your goals and how you will achieve them in manageable chunks. Get some assistance from others if it all becomes a bit much. Take care of yourself and ask for help if you need it. Don't suffer alone. You are not a disappointment. You're a very important person. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves.